Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, the fast food industry is preparing for a wage hike that goes into effect Monday. State officials want you to be ready in the event of a tsunami because even a small one can have a serious impact.
They can generate really strong currents inside the ports, and these currents can have catastrophic consequences.
And later, LAist housing reporter David Wagner has been covering our region's lack of affordable family-sized housing. Today he looks at what some older homeowners are doing to help. It's Sunday, March 31st. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. More rain today, but the storm has largely moved to the southeast. Up to an inch and a half of rain is forecast for San Clemente and Temecula. Other parts of the metro area could see up to an inch of rain, though most of LA County will likely get half an inch or less. Though there is still a flood watch in effect across the region until 6 p.m. The wet weather is expected to clear out by tomorrow, though rain showers may still continue in the mountains. LAist Jacob Margolis says all the rain we've been getting over the last few months has been good for our water supply.
Reservoirs are looking good. As of right now, it does look like Metropolitan Water District will be able to meet customer needs, so we shouldn't see restrictions. That said, snowpack is at average. Our rainy season started off very dry, and so we might see decreased runoff.
You can stay with LAist.com for continued storm coverage. A new state law goes into effect tomorrow, and it will raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. UCLA labor researcher Tia Kuntz says that this comes after fast food corporations saw record profits between 2019 and 2023.
We think stereotypically that this is a workforce that's young and working part-time for pocket change. It's actually an adult workforce that is working full-time and are contributing 40% to the household income.
Fast food workers often face on-the-job harassment, and research from UCLA shows that 63% of employees in the sector have experienced some form of wage theft. This wage hike is the result of a statewide push from labor advocates to pay fast food workers more. Here is Jack in the Box employee Anisha Williams, who also sits on Governor Gavin Newsom's Fast Food Council.
The big picture that I'm trying to work on right now are fair wages. And what I mean by fair wages is so we can keep up with the cost of living.
Meanwhile, restaurateurs are looking for ways to maintain their business model. El Pollo Loco franchise owner Michaela Mendelson says she's tried raising prices in the past to keep up with higher operating costs, but consumers are not having it.
I like to sleep at night and think my employees are making enough to have a good life. But I also know the economic truths that I have to deal with.
Mendelson says she's installed kiosks to take customers' orders and has looked into simplifying the menu to cut costs. Maybe you've seen a tsunami hazard zone sign by the beach, but do you know what to do if one hits? Well, it is Tsunami Awareness Week in California, and USC researcher Costas Sinalakis says the areas impacted by a tsunami can vary.
It really depends where the event comes from, whether it's a tsunami that comes from really far away, like a tsunami that impacts us from Chile or Alaska or Japan, or whether it is a local tsunami.
Sinalakis says tsunamis originating from nearby undersea land movement can be more dangerous because they may penetrate farther inland. He also adds that tsunamis pose a unique threat to the ports of LA and Long Beach.
Even small tsunamis of the order of less than a foot, hardly noticeable, you know, along the coastline, they can generate really strong currents inside the ports. And these currents can have catastrophic consequences.
If you see the shoreline recede, especially after the ground rumbles, seek out high ground and never stick around to investigate that exposed coastal floor. Did you know Californians can get a card at almost any public library in the state? LAist's Kevin Tidmarsh has more.
Having fun isn't hard if you have more than one library card. Most public libraries in the state will let any California resident get a card with them as long as you visit in person. This means you can take full advantage of that library's online and in-person services and potentially shorter wait times for popular titles. Just bring your California driver's license or state ID, fill out some paperwork, and you should be good to go. For LAist 89.3, I'm Kevin Tidmarsh.
For more information, read Kevin's story on LAist.com. And despite the threat of rain and chilly temperatures, worshippers made the 45-minute hike up to Mount Rubidoux, west of downtown Riverside this morning. Every year, folks bring chairs and blankets to make the 2.7-mile trek for an Easter Mass at sunrise. The interdenominational mountaintop service has been held since 1909. Others are hopping over to a different kind of Easter tradition. Candice Frazee is co-founder and curator of the Bunny Museum in Altadena, and she's expecting as much as a couple hundred visitors to show up today.
Where else are you going to see 45,000 bunny items? We have the Guinness record most in the world, and we have 10 rose float bunnies from the Rose Parade, so that's pretty unique.
The Bunny Museum is open today from noon until 5. And most photographers and filmmakers in L.A. know about Sammy's Camera. Days ago, the camera store shared news about the passing of its owner, Sammy Kaminowitz. Kaminowitz founded the camera shop nearly 50 years ago and grew the business based on great customer service. Here's Frank Schlegel, who has worked at Sammy's for more than three decades.
I was helping a customer once, an older gentleman. Sammy came out of his office and he goes, "Hey, you bought that many times. How come you're buying another one?" Customer's great. He says, "I got to put your kids through college." Sammy laughed. He's like that kind of guy who will not oversell you. And you need something, we're here to jump through hoops.
Go to LAist.com to read more about this local institution and the man who founded it. This story was produced with help from Michael Leva. More coming up after this break.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report, I'm Julia Paskin. LAist housing reporter David Wagner has been covering the LA region's shortage of affordable homes for millennials with kids. Today, David looks at one group much more likely to own a family-sized house, empty nesters, and what some of them are doing to help.
When new parents say buying a house in LA feels like it's becoming impossible, they're not exaggerating. Federal data shows they're right. A recent study from the real estate firm Redfin looked at U.S. Census data to find that millennial parents own just 9% of L.A. area homes with at least three bedrooms. Baby boomers with no kids at home are more than twice as likely to own a large house in L.A.
The gap is so pronounced in Los Angeles because the supply shortage is so pronounced.
Daryl Fairweather is Redfin's chief economist.
Because of the scarcity, it's like if a baby boomer is occupying a home, it's one less home that a millennial with kids could occupy.
While this gap exists across the country, L.A.'s millennial parents have it the worst, which raises a big question. Why aren't empty nesters downsizing? Dowell Myers is a USC urban planning and demography professor. He says LA's soaring home values give homeowners plenty of reason to stay put.
Your value is appreciating the longer you procrastinate and you're protected from taxes.
California's Prop 13 keeps property taxes low for long-term homeowners. Plus, Meyer says no one wants to deal with today's high interest rates.
You're protected from having to buy a new house with a new mortgage at a higher rate. Those are all killer incentives. There's nobody to get past those.
Above all else, Meyer says, homeowners like it here. The weather is great, and they see little reason to leave.
The number one reason why people don't move is just inertia.
Where boomers have gained, millennials have lost. 30 years ago, a median-priced LA County home cost about 5 to 6 times the median household's annual income. Today, they cost more than 10 times the median income. Some older parents are starting to realize that if they don't share the wealth, their adult children may have to leave. Rose Lieberman spends lots of time with her granddaughter in a newly built backyard home in the West Hills neighborhood of LA's San Fernando Valley.
Because I'm usually the one to pick her up from school, and she'll sit at this counter and she'll ask for her popsicle.
This ADU is just steps away from the main house, where her daughter Natasha Gershon is raising 2 kids of her own. Lieberman says the idea to move here came after her daughter had to pay a year's worth of rent to secure a 3-bedroom home for her and the kids.
Her needing to basically deplete any cushion she had to just get a place for her to have a roof over her. And it was excruciating as a parent to witness that.
Lieberman says she couldn't just stand by and watch.
It became clear that we had to come up with a solution.
The solution was to sell Lieberman's home of more than 30 years in Granada Hills. She got almost 6 times what it cost to buy it in the 1980s. That money went right into this new property, which has been a lifesaver for Gershon.
I'm very, very lucky because my mom stepped in and really gave up her entire life to allow us to have a permanent residence. But without her, I really don't know what my housing situation with the kids would look like.
Gershon knows not everyone can afford this approach. White and Asian households are much more likely to own homes in LA than Black and Latino households. Dowell Myers, the USC professor, says baby boomers with large homes don't all have to start building ADUs, and they shouldn't feel pressured to move. But they should support new housing in their neighborhoods for today's young families.
Stay in your house, yes, but please vote for more housing.
For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
You can read our full series on LA's shortage of affordable family housing at LAist.com. Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Monica Bushman and Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development, and our vice president of podcasts is Shana Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios operates within the homelands of the Gabrielino Tongva people. We recognize the painful history of displacement, settler colonialism, and erasure of the people, their language, and their sovereignty. Visit laist.com/land for more information. We encourage you to get curious about the land on which you live and work.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.